The opinions and statements expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
Dan Hutt present Harms, because there is a retired U.S. Air Force captain in the room. Honorable service during Desert Storm. But I guess you should salute from a kneeling position, because although people say he's one hell of a disc jockey, he's also an ordained Catholic priest. Here he is, Philly's doo-wop priest, Father Jim Drucker.
Welcome to Philadelphia's new show of doo-wop music and the caring for our military veterans, especially in the Philadelphia and the surrounding areas. Our show will feature doo-wop music and celebrity recording artists live in studio and by phone. Heard here Saturdays at 4 p.m. on WWDB 860 AM. Simulcast also heard on WPEN FM 97.5 HD2.
Well, we're back on the air for show number 8. Billy Carlucci's on the way in. We're going to have a great show. We have Arlene Sullivan of American Bandstand fame. And it's going to be a real fun show. We can talk about American Bandstand, a lot of the songs that were played on American Bandstand here in Philadelphia at 46th and Market Streets in Philadelphia. I remember going one time, we were going to talk about it, what happened with me when I got there, and I didn't get in. Anyway, so goes life. So it's great to be here on this week before Christmas. I wish each and every one of you listening to our show a very blessed, happy, holy, and wonderful Christmas for you, and for your family. And may God bless all of our military soldiers, men and women throughout the world, especially those in harm's way, as this certainly is the Rock and Roll Reveille Show and Father Jim Drucker Show. Come on in, Billy. The microphone's waiting for you. So we're going to have a great show with Billy Carlucci, myself. Doc Savicki will be calling in. He had a commitment today. And we're going to start the show with a song that I remember very fondly. And then Arlene's going to come in and we're going to talk about this gentleman known as Pat Boone. And I'll tell you, he was the most handsome man I've ever seen in my life at that time. And I say that time because I met other people that are handsome too. But he was a knockout. 46th and Market Streets on TV Bandstand. This was a big hit record for Pat Boone.
Every star's a wishing star that shines for you. April love is all the seven wonders. One little kiss can tell you this is true. Sometimes an April day will suddenly bring showers, rain to grow the flowers for her first bouquet. But April love can slip right through. She's the one, don't let her run away. Sometimes comes an April day, will suddenly bring showers, rain to grow the flowers for her first bouquet.
I got a new dance, and it goes like this. Hi, everybody. This is Joey D from the Starlighters. I'm a Jersey boy, but I'll tell you what. When I'm in Philadelphia, I listen to Father Jim Drucker, the rock and roll priest, on WWDB AM 860. Be there or be square.
Joey D, thank you. I love you. Listen, Joey D and I were very close friends of a dear, wonderful man named Van Joyce. Joey called him Vanny. Norman Joyce was here in Philly, and in New York at 58 West 48th Street was Jolly Joyce Agency, theatrical booking agency. It was Van Joyce. So, Joey, we both give blessings to our wonderful compatriate, Van Joyce. May you be blessed now with your brother Norman and Jolly, of course. And I have a story to tell you about Jolly, but we're tight on time today, so I don't want to tell too many stories. But I want to say this show is dedicated to Dick Clark, of blessed memory, who was born November 30th, 1929, and passed away to our Lord on April 18th, 2012. He moved in 1952 to Drexel Hill, and so began musical cultural history. He became a disc jockey on WFIL, which is now a different call. Well, FII is still the same in the AM. The TV is now PVI, I think it is. It used to be PTZ. Whatever, it's called radio. It's called television. It's called entertainment. But he took over for Bob Horn, who had a problem in 1952, and so began not American Bandstand, ladies and gentlemen, but Philadelphia Television Bandstand. Billy Carlucci, what do you say? And by the way, Arlene Sullivan, get in here on this action here.
Where's she at?
Here I am, Billy.
I love you more than that funicello.
Now, wait a minute. She said hello to Billy, and it's my show. Wait, what am I, chopped liver, Arlene?
No, I said hi. That's Father Jim.
Oh, okay. Listen, we love you. First of all, before we begin, our prayers are being offered for Arlene's brother, Edward, who is not doing too well. So, seriously, all of you in the audience, especially our veterans, let's get our power prayer together, power of veteran prayer, and pray for Edward to be healed and be blessed, and that his family be blessed. So, Arlene, I love you. It's good to have you on the show. It's a blessing. Billy Colucci, what do you want to say to Arlene Sullivan? Were you on Bandstand many times, or one time, or any time?
One time, we weren't in the national show. We just were there one time on the local show.
This is the real show, not the now. This is the real show. This is a TV Bandstand.
How cute was Billy Colucci? Oh, my God.
Listen, Arlene.
The girls were crazy for Billy.
Arlene, I go back when he was with Billy and Dawn when I was a booking agent for Jolly Joyce Theatrical Booking Agency. Yeah, yeah. What a cute team they were, Billy and Dawn.
I was like 2 years old. I don't remember.
Oh, thank you very much for making me feel young.
Oh, that's really nice.
You make me feel so young.
I do love you. I love you more than Annette Funicello.
Whoa, wow.
Now, we've been friends a long time. I really, really like you a lot and love you a lot.
Now, listen.
Well, we're from the same neighborhood, Billy, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
Now, what's the neighborhood? Let the audience hear it. What the heck is Philadelphia?
Southwest Philadelphia.
There you go.
There you go. Now, listen.
Danny Rapp and Joe Terranova and Frankie.
Now, what high school did you go to, Arlene?
Well, I went to Catholic school up until the eighth grade, and then I switched over to public school. And I with my brother Eddie, we went over to Bach in South Philadelphia. And then my father sent me back to Catholic school, St. Monica's. I also went over to Bartram, too. I visited a few.
Let me ask you this. There were stories I heard that something about your uniform, that the school that was so strict, the Catholic school that we went to, I went to St. Anne's School in North Philly in Kensington, that they wouldn't allow you to wear the costume or your dress, your garb of the school? No. Was there nothing at all with that?
Yes, they didn't want the girls wearing their uniform on the show.
Wow.
And girls would put on a sweater over the emblem.
Wow.
So they couldn't see the color. Well, it wasn't in color, but the emblem on the uniform. And then the collar of the uniform would stick out over the sweater. And then everybody, all these young girls in the United States, over at Watching American Bandstand, and that was nationwide then. They wanted to know where they could get the blouse that all the girls were wearing. And here it was a uniform blouse. That's a true story. They all wanted to know where they could buy it.
It's on the Father Jim Drucker Show. Of course, a cute story. It's great to have you, American Bandstander, original Arlene Sullivan. And we had Gene Kay on not too long ago, 94 years old, still rocking. He's going to come back again many more times. God bless you, Gene. Love you. Shalom. I like him, and happy Hanukkah. And he talked about these very same things about all the groups. As a matter of fact, he started at a high school at Notre Dame. And I think you told me you went there a couple of times, didn't you?
Yeah, I was up there with Ed Funicello and Brian Hyland when they had their hits and Fit. In fact, I saw Fabian there backstage, and I said, because I knew him from South Philadelphia, and my because a lot of my friends were good friends with him, went to high school with him. And I said, what are you doing here? And he says, oh, I made a record. I said, you made a record? Oh, that's wonderful. He says, yeah, and tonight I'm going to perform it for the first time. And I believe that was Tiger.
And he performed it first on the Gene Kay Show. How about that? That's news.
Yeah, he was up there. He was up there performing for the first time, and that's when I first heard that he was making a record. Then, of course, he came onto Bandstand, and he became a big hit. Gorgeous, gorgeous, nice, nice guy.
Listen, we're on the radio with Father Jim Drucker and
Arlene Sullivan
and
Billy Carlucci. And I went to Bartram High School.
Didn't Danny go to Bartram or Joe Terry?
You never know with Danny. I think
he was there sometime.
Yeah. But Joe was Bartram. Frank was, I don't think Frank was Bartram. Dave White was Bartram. Patty LaBelle was Bartram.
Yes.
And I love Bartram.
Yeah.
So listen, four gentlemen with whom you were very familiar with, Billy Carlucci, and you as well, Arlene Sullivan, went to Dick Clark one time. They cut a record, Artie Singer was involved with it. The record was released on originally Singular, which was Artie's label, then picked up later on ABC label, and he was co-writer with Johnny Madera and David White, and Dick Clark said, nah, not do the bop. It should really be At the Hop.
His Dick Clark's wife, is the one that suggested to change it to the At the Hop.
See that? I never knew that one.
Never knew that one either on the Father Jim Drucker Show. At the Hop by Danny and the Juniors.
Swing it, you can prove it, you can really start to move it at the Hop. gonna do the stop and leave you scrolling at the hop. When the record stops spinning, your chillets are when you're chicken at the hop. Do the dance sensations that are sweeping the nation at the hop. You can swing and you can groove and you can really start to move it at the hop. When the jockey is smoothest and the music is coolest at the hop. All the cats and the chicks can get their kicks at the hop. Let's go! Let's go to the hop. Let's go to the hop. Oh, baby. Let's go to the hop. Oh, baby. Let's go to the hop.
Wow, what a song.
I got a story to tell you. I'm at the wonderful restaurant in Warren, Ohio. Ottavio owns it. He's treating me to dinner. I bring Tony Butala of the Letterman on, and he started singing with a group of people. I shouldn't say the story on the air, but it's true. And I tried to start singing to him. I'm not a singer. He said, "Father, you're flat." I said, "Tony Butala, I'm treating you to dinner. I can't be flat. You're flat, Father."
Nah,
anyway, I'd like to introduce, if you could fade the music a little bit more, Matthew, I want to bring on a wonderful and blessed dear friend of mine, Tony Butala, with Susan. We love you. Tony, you're on the air with Arlene Sullivan, one of the original bandstanders. Arlene, meet Tony Butala of the Letterman.
Hi, Arlene. Oh, my gosh. It's, what a pleasure to meet you.
Oh, you too, Tony.
And we have Billy Carlucci here with us too, Tony, of the Essentials, Billy and the Essentials.
Hey, Billy.
How you doing, Tony? I think we met a few times when I was with Dean and the Juniors on the road somewhere.
Oh, sure, sure. Yeah, it's sure good to talk to you again.
Yeah, that's some great records, man, I'll tell you that.
Now, this is a teaser because Tony Butala will be coming on the Father Jimmy Drucker Show, Rock and Roll Reveille, 4 to 5 p.m., on WWDB. And remember the number to call in. Bobby Riley, where are you? I thought you'd be calling 100 times, 888-329-3306. So we're bringing music up. Tony, I love you. Give Susan my love. Any words you'd like to say on the air to Philadelphia audience?
Well, Philadelphia is where it all started for us, too. One of the first times our record was played, we went there, and so I have a very deep, fond spot in my heart for Philadelphia and the area.
Do you remember this?
I remember the day you came.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And so, you know, when you're a young guy and you have a new group, it's very impressionable the first time you're exalted and someone really playing your records. So Philly was that for me, and I've always have a soft spot in my heart for that.
And Tony Butala is a member of the Broadcast Pioneers of Philadelphia, like myself and like Billy Carlucci. So, Tony, it's wonderful. We're going to do a whole show with Tony Butala and all the hits, and we're going to talk music with Tony Butala. Tony, I love you. Thank you for taking your time during this Christmas season to be with us, and I want to wish you and Susan and Joan a very blessed, holy, and Merry Christmas. Arlene, wish Tony a Merry Christmas. Billy.
Merry Christmas, Tony.
Have a great year.
Arlene, it's good to talk. We've got to do this in person someday soon.
Absolutely. I want you in person. I love you, Tony. God bless you.
Thank you
so much.
Bye, honey.
Continue with more music, rock and roll music. There's a group known as Billy and the... What was the name of that group, Arlene? Billy and the...
Essentialated or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. And they had a hit record with Maybe You'll Be There, which is our theme song for Dr. Savicki, who was on the phone waiting to give a nice vignette about our veterans and helping them. In the meantime, this was another hit. It was the flip side, wasn't it, Billy, I believe?
Yes, it was.
And it was a song written by Johnny Madera, David White, produced by them. And it's a wonderful song. He just sang it recently this past Wednesday. He was the lead singer and the main guest on our Broadcast Pioneers Christmas Bash on December 21st, I think it was, right. or 20th. And we're going to play this one. Any thoughts about Billy and the Essentials, Arlene?
I love one of your songs. Maybe You'll Be There. That was my favorite song of you.
Well, we're going to be playing that also. But right now we're going to play the flip side. You're on the air with Arlene Sullivan. You're listening to Arlene Sullivan, Billy Colucci, Father Jimmy Drucker on WWDB 888-329-3306 as we rock on over the weekend.
Attending the Christmas show for the special relays in Frankfurt.
Now, Bobby, you're on a terrible phone. I can't hear you. Is it muffled or is it me, Matthew? Okay.
Close.
Get your mouth into the mouthpiece, Bobby.
Oh, okay.
Much better. Go ahead.
Okay, you got it? Okay, ready. Yeah, I just wanted to check in and thank you for blessing the special party for the heroes in Frankfurt at Veterans Day.
Listen, it was a blessing. Dr. Andrew Savicki will be coming up in a moment, our psychologist, Lieutenant Colonel. He and I went down to visit the fellas at Veterans Village, a wonderful, wonderful establishment built from the ground up. The manager is Latifa, wonderful young lady. She's building manager, and I met Joseph, and I met Eddie Gilliam. It was a real wonderful day.
And you.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Thank you. I just wanted to thank you for blessing us all with your presence and your true blessing. Yes, absolutely.
It was a blessing for me as well. And I love you, and I love my brother veterans there. And may God bless you each with a very special Christmas blessing from a priest. And everyone, tell everyone to listen to our show. It's Rock and Roll Reveille, and we're going to continue with some. We're going to continue with some more music. The next time you call, Bobby, call in a better phone because it's really muffled. I love you.
Okay,
I love everybody.
You all. I love you. Have a great holiday.
Merry Christmas is better. Merry Christmas, Bobby. Merry Christmas. Anyways,
Merry Christmas.
There you go. All right, we're going to continue on. Annette. God, you got me with Annette for the cello. Arlene, that's right. Listen, Arlene, what are your memories of Bobby Rydell?
Bobby Rydell? I remember the first time he came to the show, my best friend, Carol Gibson, who went to his prom, and she said, he's coming to the show with his new record, and she said, we got to really applaud and scream.
A Frank Sinatra thing.
Well, this is what the crew did. You don't know. If we really liked the person and we knew the person, we would go nuts. And if someone didn't like you, forget about it. They wouldn't even put their hands together. That's the way it was. But when Bobby came, we went nuts because it was Carol's boyfriend. And who didn't like Bobby Rydell?
He was wonderful. Wonderful
Bobby
man.
Bobby Ritterelli. Oh, my God. Who didn't like Bobby? He was the best. He was the best.
Now, Arlene, you picked the first song. I let Arlene pick all the songs for our show today, and she picked the song, this one, in 1960 when I graduated West Hazleton High School. I should have graduated Edison, but Mom moved upstate. It reached the number five spot. It was only 2 minutes and 14 seconds, which was usual to get your record on Wibbage and the great radio stations. And this is a song by Bobby Rydell. Would you like to introduce it, Arlene?
Yeah, it's Bobby Rydell singing his hit, Swinging School.
Chicks, ah! Chicks, ah! Cats, ah! Cool, ah! School. Ah! Yeah, 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 I go swing school.
La, 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 la.
For where the chicks are kicks and the cats are cool.
La, 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 la.
For where we dance the greatest and we dress the latest. Whoa, 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 I go a swing.
It wasn't too long ago, I attended a luncheon at Breakfast at Tiffany's. I don't know, Billy, if you've ever been there. And all the great promo men. Most people don't know that records would not have been a hit without the promotion men. And good promotion men made records and made sales and records. And I remember meeting with Frankie Sciarra of Warner Brothers Elektra Atlantic. They used to be independents. They became a triple powerhouse. And he was with the Breakfast at Tiffany's. He invited me to lunch, and I met a bunch of great people. I met Carol Tenera, who was with Universal Distributing, Bobby Perloff, Jerry Ross was still with us. God bless Jerry, a blessed memory. And who wrote the Times hits? Billy Jackson was
Billy
there
Jackson,
many times.
Yes.
Ed Hurst used to be there.
Ed Hurst.
And it was there that Frankie said to me, would you like to meet Frankie Avalon?
Bobby.
Thank you very much. I must be 81. Anyway, would you like to meet Bobby Rydell? I said, you know what? Listen, I used to book him back in the 60s to Jolly Joyce. I said, we worked it out. But anyway, your thoughts of Bobby and your thoughts, Arlene, and then we have a couple of callers coming in on here.
Hi.
Good.
Yeah, here I am. It's Billy. Every time I did a show in Philadelphia, Bobby Rydell would show up. He showed up because he wanted to play the drums. So the drummer automatically got up and let Bobby sit down. It's Bobby Rydell.
This is way before his fame, right?
No, this was after his fame.
Wow.
And he would play like he knew every
all
beat,
the licks, everything.
All the licks and everything. And we had so much fun together every time he showed up. It lasted 3 hours after the show.
Wow. Arlene, your thoughts again.
Of Bobby?
Yes.
Oh my God. I adored him. In fact, I was up in Detroit to see Dick Clark. He was having he was at the Michigan State Fair, and I was in the back lot, and I there was a fence there, and I couldn't get in, and I saw Bobby, and he said, "Oh, wait a minute, wait a minute." He said, "I'll come around. I'll let you in," and he let me in. And I mean, he was just a down to earth, great guy. He really was.
Absolutely. Very, very true. And I found that as well. Now, we have two callers. We have one, Dennis. Will you want to chime in here on the Father Jim Show? Rock and Roll Reveille? Are they there?
Hello, Father Jim.
And who's
Hello,
this?
Hello, Father Jim. This is Dennis Skirvin calling.
Oh, Dennis, he was one of our former, one of our guests here with the book author and Vietnam veteran. Yes, Dennis, your thoughts?
Yeah, my thoughts are you got a great show. Great show. Flossie and I are sitting here. We're just enjoying the heck out of it. And I wanted to wish you a Merry Christmas and Billy and your guest there, Arlene. And I want to wish Doc a Merry Christmas and all of your listening audience as well. And thank you for what you're doing for the vets. Just wonderful.
Dennis, we're looking forward to having you again on the air. Very much
well,
so.
Anytime, Father. I'm more than willing to come back.
And through the power of Christ's priesthood, I ask blessings on every veteran of all services, and every veteran of every rank, whether general, admiral, or private. And I'm so grateful and so happy. And I want to give thanks also to a very dear friend of mine, Rick, and his wife, Marlene. I want you to know that I love them very much, and I wish special Christmas blessings for them for this 2023 Christmas.
And my dear brother also, Eddie.
I began the show that way.
He was a vet, and he was in the Navy. My other brother passed away last year, Tommy. He was a Marine. So
I never knew he was in the Navy. God bless him. So may God bless him and keep him under his care. And Doc is coming up now with a little vignette for our veterans.
Maybe you'll be there one day. Maybe you'll be there one day. Each time I see a crowd of people, just like a fool, I stop and stare.
Okay, that's our theme song for suicide prevention and the disabled American veterans. We remember that song because of its powerfulness. When we think of when we need someone, maybe you'll be there. You'll be the person that'll be there. I want to share a personal note. Billy Carlucci and Father, when I was growing up, and I would see Annette Funicello on the TV, I secretly kissed the TV. I could not control myself. She had that kind of impact on my life.
Now, Doc, did you kiss
She does not compare to my wife of 53 years, but... She was my heartthrob. So, Billy Carlucci, I was envious of you.
Now, did you kiss the TV when Arlene Sullivan was on? Come on now.
I just like to share, and I shared this story when we were at the village, a veterans village. The Tifa permitted me to speak to all the veterans that were there. And one of the things I wanted to share was how powerful it was to have that experience when you watch Saving Ryan. And if you recall in that scene, he's reflecting on what had happened during World War II, and he was looking at all the tombstones, and then gradually his wife came over, and he had the children there and the grandchildren, and all of them were watching. And she came over. She said, "Let's go. It's time to go. It's time to go." And he turned to her. And if we could turn that music a little bit, please. He turned towards her and said, Tell me I'm a good man." And she pulled him on the sleeve and said, "Yes, yes, you're a good man." And for many of us veterans, we reflect on our combat experience and we always wonder, why did we live? And the good ones, the good men and women that we were with, are gone. And I believe it's because we have a purpose in life, a meaning in life. And that meaning is, we were meant to live. So not only do we serve our nation, community, and our family, but other veterans. And maybe as a veteran, you'll be there when a veteran needs you. It's okay to ask how they're doing, if they're hurting, if they need someone to be there for them. Maybe you'll be the one that'll be there for them. God bless you all. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Father, Billy Carlucci, and all, thank you so much for what you're doing for the veterans. Because music and love and being there all go together. Thank you, and God bless.
In our Eastern Church, Doctor, we say, Christos Hrazdayetsia. Slavite Yeho, Christ is born. Glorify him.
Slavite Yeho. Amen.
Amen.
I go out walking after midnight on a lonely thoroughfare.
Billy, your signature song, Arlene Sullivan, your favorite song by Billy and the Essentials.
Love, 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 love the song. And Billy's Christmas CD is beautiful.
Thank
what
you.
What a job they did.
I'm looking for my copy today.
I have a copy for you.
I know that.
A wonderful, wonderful Christmas CD, Billy.
Thank you so much.
And we're going to have a little plug-in for it. Where can they get a hold of it, Billy?
Well, Amazon, you go online, or you go to my website, BillyandTheEssentials at Comcast.net.
Billy and the Essentials.
At Comcast.net.
Okay. Now, 10 years ago, about 10 years, first of all, I used to book this gentleman, but about 10 years ago, I'm backstage with a group I manage, the Emeralds. Jerry Tempest off for a Medal of Honor, God willing. I hope he gets it.
Oh, yeah.
He deserves it. Shirley of the Shirelles was on the ticket. It was in Ridley Park. I'm sure you've been there many times, Arlene. Have you? To Ridley Park?
I've never been to the...
Okay. But anyway, we had them there, and on the ticket, the same gig as we call it, was Charlie Gracie, and I'm going backstage, and I meet Charlie Jr. I never met him before, and he said, who are you, Father? Because they're very devout Catholics. Charlie was a better Catholic than I, Charlie Sr., I'm sure Charlie Jr. And he said, who are you? I said, I'm Father Drucker. He said, wait a minute, are you the priest that likes rock? You're the doo-wop priest? There you go. Father Jim Drucker, Philly's doo-wop priest, thanks to Charlie Gracie Jr. So this song... Arlene, I'm sure you're going to talk about it on a bandstand as well, made number one in 1957. It was number one by Charlie Gracie, and I believe the best version of Butterfly.
You tell me you love me, you say you're true, then you fly around with somebody new, but I'm crazy about you, you butterfly. Making me cry, I made up my mind to tell you goodbye, but I'm no good without you, you butterfly. Flying is blue, cause I'm crazy about you, you butterfly. You tell me you love me, you say you're true, then you fly around with somebody new, but I'm crazy about you, you butterfly. You treat me mean, you're making me cry. I made up my mind to tell you goodbye, but I'm no good without you, you butterfly. Come on.
love you so much. I know what I'll do. I'm flipping your wings. You fly in a spear, cause I'm crazy about you. You butterfly.
Oh, I got an echo here. Maybe we can do a doo-wop song. Anyway, every rock and roll record, as far as I'm concerned, was not a rock and roll record unless it had the reed instrument called a
saxophone.
And one of the great saxophonists of the industry, not just a Philadelphia boy.
Matthew.
Not just a... It's hard to talk on the air when you're getting into bouncing in your head. But anyway, Georgie Young was with the Rockin' Box, and he has a Christmas song where... Georgie, are you on the air with us from California? Georgie? Okay, that's what it is. All right, let's go into another song. We'll come back to Georgie. In the meantime, we're going to play local Lee Andrews on the Hearts hit record. You remember Lee, Arlene, and Billy?
What a great record, right, Arlene?
I love Lee Andrews, one of my favorite groups from out of Philadelphia.
Now, when I knew him, he was a rack jobber. In other words, I went into the mainline distributing, where Buzzy Curtis used to work. He was just putting records, you know, for this record store, for that record store. And he was just this simple, down-earth fellow. And we called him, I don't know about you, Billy, I called him Nat King Cole
of the doo-wop era.
No, he was the poor man's Nat King Cole. That's what it was.
Isn't it a shame that they didn't pay him correctly? That's what it was, you know. That's that beautiful voice, the beautiful group. Arlene, right about that voice.
I loved his, what a voice. It was silk. Oh my God.
Like a velvet voice. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And this is a song that you picked. This is a song we have to hold on, Georgia. This is a song you picked, hit number 20 only. I thought it should be higher. 1957. Long Lonely Nights.
Out over you, wondering if I did right, and why you left me with a broken heart. Oh, long, long and lonely nights. Oh, how I miss you, my dear. Come back to me. How I wish you were here. As I go along my lonely way, I visualize your face. When I pass through my doorway, what's left for me to face? Oh, long, long and lonely night.
Well, we have our guest from California, Philadelphia, and was with the famous Georgie Young and the Rockin' Box. And Georgie is involved with a new Christmas song that I'd like to air for the first time in Philadelphia and in the nation, a song called The Spirit of Christmas. Georgie, give us a little background.
Well, first of all, Merry Christmas to you and all of your listening audience and everyone there.
You as well,
George. I just felt the need to write a Christmas song, so that's what I did. And God, the spirit moved me and became part of the title of the song.
So we're going to hear now Georgie Young's version. Who's singing the lead on this, Georgie?
It's depending upon which track you're using.
The one you told me to use, we're using. I had five tracks.
Okay.
I think it was track three.
Alisa Fiorillo.
So now let's fade the music up to a new song, first time heard in the world, The Spirit of Christmas, Georgie Young.
Look, it's beginning to snow. Oh, it makes me feel like a kid again. I remember as a child how it seemed like forever between Christmases, with so much
Billy,
excitement.
We're on
I count
page
the
six
months,
now.
The weeks, the days, and then the hours, just waiting for that special morning. And all the while, there seemed to be a different and unique feeling in the air. It's the time of the year, Christmas days drawing near, and the children find it hard to sleep at night. Silver bells gaily ringing, and the choir softly singing, all around us it's a holiday delight. See the Yuletide decorations sparkling everywhere you go. Hear the happy children laughing in the snow. And the special greetings from the ones you love underneath the mistletoe. And on the mantle, greeting cards from everyone you know. It's the spirit of Christmas everywhere. Baking cookies fill the air. Feels like winter's here to stay. Smiling shoppers in a hurry as the snowflakes flurry. Gentle sounds of Christmas bells from Santa's sleigh. It's that special time of year. Friends and family so dear come from far and wide to share love and goodwill. And the
Billy Carlucci, this is a knockout of songs.
What a great record.
And it has to be with Georgie Young being involved with this thing. He wrote it. Georgie, listen, I'm so grateful that you're allowing me to play it the first time in the history of this song on WWDB AM 860.
Sounds like a winner to me.
Arlene, are you hearing the song or do you not have it? Isn't it beautiful?
Lovely. Yes, lovely.
Listen, I want publishing.
You only get one tenth.
Wait a minute. You're supposed to be my manager, at least 25%.
Well, I get two tenths.
Oh, I see. I got it. Oh, so 33%. Yeah. So, Georgie, listen, it was great having you on. I love you. We're going to do a whole show with you in the near future on a Saturday on WWDB. And I love you. Give my love to your lovely wife. And may you have a merry and blessed Christmas. And God bless the young lady singing. She's a knockout.
Wow.
Yeah, Lisa, I get that. She's a wonderful lady. Thank you for playing it. Merry Christmas. God bless everyone.
All right, Georgie, keep it up.
Play that sax. Next time we get you on the air, you're going to play your saxophone. You have to play at least
one
time.
I'll be happy to. I'll be more than really happy to play it anytime.
Anyway, back with Arlene and Billy, we had Lee Andrews and the Hearts, and Billy just told me something off mic. What was he talking about, High Lit?
I believe that High Lit had part of the writing on that because it was his idea to say, I'm sorry, Philip.
How about that?
He told me that story when he was alive.
How about that? So did you know that, Arlene?
No, I didn't know that.
First time on the air. How about that? Anyway, listen, you love Dale Hawkins, one of my favorites. And of course, this record was covered by CCR, Creedence Clearwater Revival, sold another million records. But in 1957, the same year as Lee Andrews, we had a great hit record. I'd like you to introduce it, Arlene. The great hit record on Chess Records, number 7, in 1957, by Dale Hawkins was...
Susie Q.
I like the way you walk.
that song, Dale Hawkins and Susie Q, a pick on the Father Jim Drucker Show, Philly's doo-wop priest, Rock and Roll Reveille.
I'm jumping.
By Arlene Sullivan, and Billy's dancing on the table here, Arlene.
Well, you know, you asked me to pick songs that I remember dancing to on American Bandstand.
Absolutely.
And these were Dick Clark's picks. And this one particularly was a song that we actually made up a dance for. We decided the Jitterbug, you know, let's do something different. So we all got, we all took our hands and we made a circle and we started the circle dance, where everybody would dance, and then a couple would go into the middle, and they would do the Jitterbug.
Wow.
And then they would stop, and then the other two would go in. So we actually made up a new dance for that called the Circle Dance. I mean, this is bubblegum thing stuff, but, you know, that's what I remember from those days.
Now, Arlene, a quick question, two questions. Number one, your thoughts of TV Bandstand, which was the original bandstand, period. No way around it. And it going to L.A. And the other thing, did you ever record a song yourself? Someone should have had you record a song, for God's sake.
Well, they did ask me. Oh. And I said, sing. And I remember him saying to me, well, we have technology and works. I said, that's okay.
I was going to ask you to do a record with me.
There you go, Arlene and Billy. Billy and Arlene.
With the Essentials.
Oh, wow. Maybe I'll produce it. I'll produce it and get publishing.
There you go.
One third, right?
Everybody.
Okay, we'll never
forget,
Billy.
And listen, a real quick song. You love this one. You asked for it. At number 7 on Disneyland Records, Tall Paul by the Annette Funicello.
Chalk on the sidewalk, writing on the wall. Everybody knows it. I love Paul. Tall Paul, tall Paul, tall Paul. He's in my all. Chalk on the sidewalk,
chalk on the sidewalk.
Dishes on a tree,
dishes on a tree.
Everybody knows it.
Everybody knows it.
Paul loves me.
As I understand it, Billy and Arlene, I think this is the shortest record, rock and roll record, that was ever recorded. 1:38. Incredible.
I never heard of a record. 1:38. I heard of a record. 1:90. Oh. It's a joke.
Well, that's a minute and a half. Come on.
It's a joke.
I know that.
That's because you talk about technology, right?
Yeah.
She did not want to make a record. She did not want to sing.
Wow.
Paul Anka, who she was seeing at the time, talked her into it. He said, "I'll write a song for you that won't be so hard to sing." And this is what he came up with, Tall Paul.
Wow, that's a great story.
And maybe the reason it was short is because that's the way she wanted it. But she did not want to record. She was so scared. And he talked her into it.
Well, now tell us quickly about your experience with her in a short bit, if you could, when you met her in American Bandstand TV Bandstand.
When she came to the show, she asked Tony Mamarella if she could meet me. And when I met her, she said to me, "I get so many letters about you." I said, "I do too. I get about you because everybody thinks we look alike." With that, she gave me her address, her phone number, and said, "Please keep in touch with me." We did. Over the years, we did write to each other, and when we came to the East Coast, they would send a car for me, and I go to New York, Washington, D.C. We spent a lot of time together over the weekends, and we had some really good times.
Well, listen, Arlene, it's been a blessing to have you on the air. Our special prayers for Eddie, that God might bless him. It's wonderful to have you, Billy, on the air. Now, you mentioned something before I thought was very interesting about Chess Records, Billy.
Yeah, I recorded in Chicago. My manager then was Danny Driscoll, and we did two records, Cinderella and Whenever I'm Near You, and it was released under Frank Gehry. I don't know where that came from, but that came out.
This is a beautiful Byzantine Orthodox choir singing the song, which is traditional for Eastern Catholics during this Advent season for Christmas, Christos Rajdayatsia, Slavita Yeho. Christ is born. Glorify him. I love you, Arlene. Love you, Billy.
I love you, God.
Arlene, I love your book.
Merry Christmas. I want a copy of your book.
Merry Christmas. Okay. Bye-bye.